This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Richard Van Orden. We're from The Naked Scientists, and this podcast is all about chemical reactions. First off, let's take a look at rates of reaction. So, Richard, what do we mean by that term?
Well, simply, we mean the speed at which reactants are used up and products come out. Now, we need to care about the rate of reaction because some chemical reactions are out of our control, but some we can control. Iron will rust in air, bleach will whiten clothes. Another example, gases from car exhaust will react over a metal surface to create safer waste gases. What's crucial is being able to speed up the reactions we do want and slow down the ones we don't. In other words, control the rate of reaction.
But how is that possible?
Well, in a chemical reaction, the molecules or atoms which are reacting must first meet and smash together. Now, each of these collisions must also be energetic enough to jolt the particles into a more unstable state, or they'll just bounce off each other and won't react.
So I need to get the particles meeting more often, and they need to have more energy when they do meet.
Yeah. Now, one way to increase the chances of particles colliding is to have more particles in the same area. For a solution, this means increase the concentration, or for gas particles, squeeze them together by increasing the pressure. Simply put, a molecule is more likely to meet another one to react with if there are lots of them nearby.
Okay, so that's solutions and gases, but can you do the same trick with solids?
Well, with solids, you can do the same thing by breaking them up into small pieces or grinding them into a powder.
And why is that useful?
A particle in a lump of something solid can only meet a different particle to react with if it's on the surface of the lump. So the more particles you have on the surface, the more often collisions will happen, the faster the reaction. If you powder the solid, you make the surface area much, much bigger. The other way to increase the number of collisions is to increase the speed the particles are moving at.
So how would you speed up the particles themselves?
You need to give them more kinetic energy, and you can do this by heating up the reactants. The faster moving particles move further every second. They're more likely to hit something to react with. And because the particles are moving faster, the reactions will also be energetic.
And this is what makes the reaction happen even faster.
Yeah, because for the two particles to react, they have to collide hard enough to overcome what's known as the activation energy of the reaction. This is the energy you need to overcome the repulsion between the two particles and to rearrange their atoms. So the more energetic the collisions are, the more of the particles will overcome this activation energy, and so the reaction will speed up.
Is there anything else we can do to speed up a reaction?
Many reactions are extremely slow unless you have a catalyst, something that speeds up a reaction without being used up itself. For example, ammonia, which is useful in fertilisers, explosives and dyes, is made by reacting nitrogen and hydrogen gas together, but with an iron catalyst.
So how does the catalyst work?
Well, like all catalysts, the iron lowers the activation energy you need to reach when the reactants, in this case nitrogen and hydrogen molecules, smash together. So because the activation energy is lower, more of the collisions will give you the product, ammonia. Catalysts dramatically lower the cost of reactions because you don't need such high temperatures or pressures to get a speedy reaction. The problem is that each different reaction needs its own particular catalyst.
So how do I know, for instance, that it's working and that my reaction is going faster?
Well, you can either measure how fast your reactants are disappearing or how fast your products are being formed. For example, you can weigh a solid mass over time to follow it disappearing, or collect a gas as it's formed in something like a gas syringe, or just an upside-down measuring cylinder. The rate of reaction is the amount of reactant used up or the amount of product formed in a particular time.
Thank you, Richard. So we've learned how rates of reactions can change and how this can influence the outcome for a reaction. And in part two, we'll be discussing the role of energy in a chemical reaction.